Pleased to be joined right now by Browns senior national scout, Pat Roberts. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Vic. It's good to be here again.
Well, last time we talked, we were in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. How much of a difference, other than the fact that there are underclassmen as part of this process versus just seniors down in Mobile, but in terms of this type of your approach to this type of event versus the other, what are some of the major differences in the evaluation process that you take from this?
You know, it's starting another phase, and it's outside of the actual on-field football realm, I guess. You know, these guys, we get our hands on them a little bit more as far as a more structured interview. You're not just reaching and pulling. You know, it's all the time these guys are scheduled, and so they have to be there at a certain time. And, you know, then our doctors get their hands on them, and it's just another piece of the puzzle.
And the doctors, the medical on this is so critical, and really these aren't just cursory examinations, right? I mean, your guys are, right, just like the medical staffs of all 31 other teams, they're going through a very thorough examination with these players.
Right, exactly. They, you know, they do the MRIs. I mean, they go through their entire medical history, you know, and you have orthopedic doctors, you have all types of doctors, you know, checking their hearts, checking their eyes, checking everything. And so, you know, realistically, that's probably the most important thing that we end up taking out of this.
Sure.
Because although it's very important to have the interviews, you know, a lot of those guys, we'll actually talk to them again. We can bring a certain number into our own facility for a little bit longer, kind of get to know you period.
Right.
So
right.
I'd say the medical is probably one of the most important things we get out of here.
How much or how many surprises come up in that area generally, Pat, because you are tracking these players so thoroughly during the year. You know who has suffered some sort of injury along the way, so you have that awareness before they get here, right?
Right.
And in many cases, or maybe in most cases, you're checking on the status of a specific injury. But beyond that, are there some surprises that do come up that you just didn't anticipate?
Yeah, you know, every year there's I don't even want to say handful, but a couple of guys that, you know, they might find something with their heart, an irregularity, or, you know, I think last year there was a guy, they actually found a tumor.
Right.
You know, so you get a couple of those guys every once in a while. But the other thing is, you know, say a kid has a torn ACL.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you say, okay, he's had a torn ACL, but you don't realize the severity of it until the doctors look at the MRI and say, hey, this thing hasn't grown. You know, it hasn't grown back together, hasn't been repaired right.
Right.
So occasionally, you know, that'll affect the medical grade that we put on them too.
Yeah, you don't know in many or most cases who's actually done the surgery, what their work is like. I mean, this isn't a Browns physician, and it isn't an NFL
right.
Related physician who, so that matters, right? To
right.
see, and they bring their X-rays as well. So you could do they examine right. those in addition to the MRIs?
They
here?
Do. I'm pretty sure they have the kids bring what they have with them.
Right.
You know, and on top of that, when we go into school, when a scout goes into school and he's talking to the coach, hey, you know, we're not doctors.
Right.
And they say he's
right.
had a torn ACL. Well.
Okay.
Okay. we'll tell our medical people.
Duly noted.
Right. Exactly.
All right.
So.
And now the sit downs and those 15-minute sessions, if you can kind of draw that picture. I know you have a room over at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is where in Indianapolis where the players are based.
Right.
All teams have a set area, right, that's designated for that club. So the Browns have their designated area.
Yes.
And it's just a basic room for enough room for what? Six or eight people,
it's
maybe?
It's a hotel room that they've taken the beds out of.
Yeah.
You know, and thrown a couch in there. So
okay.
You usually have the head coach, the coordinator, the position coach, you know, the general manager, the directors, myself,
okay.
maybe one other scout, and then maybe the area scout. And that's usually about it.
And is the conversation, do all of you sort of join in, or do you only have, you know, just one person kind of asking questions? How does that work?
You know,
out?
Usually Pat and Tom would run the interview.
Sure.
But a lot of times it's just, hey, talk to us. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about, you know, your family,
yeah.
Your background, where you grew up. And, you know, and if there is an issue that we want to talk to them about, you know, they'll make sure and bring it up.
Sure.
You have to address all the character stuff. But overall, it's, you know, you try to get a conversation going. You try to get these kids as comfortable as possible so that you really get a sense of who they are. Because, well, these kids are either tired. You know, these things go on until 11 o'clock at night, and then they have to get up the next morning to start working out. So they're either tired or they're nervous. You know, all this stuff you can understand. It's like a job interview.
Sure. And you start losing them at a certain point, attention-wise.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, when they have – it's the top guys, when they actually have 60 interviews to do or 32 interviews to do, when they actually do those, you know, they're getting a little surly at the end of the night, you know.
and you want to see this, though. This is actually a good thing, though, to see how they're reacting under the less-than-ideal circumstance.
And it's good to see, guys. You can tell when somebody's been so rehearsed. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, sometimes you walk out of there going, oh, that was so rehearsed, it wasn't even fun to talk to the kid, you know. And other times, you know, it's just a conversation. Guys are funny. I mean, it's just like any other business you're in when you're interviewing people or you're talking to people. You know, you want to know who you're getting.
Pat Roberts, the Browns senior national scout, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the 2012 NFL Combine in Indianapolis, Lucas Oil Stadium. So in some cases, by the way, you're having second conversations at least with some players you spoke with down in Mobile.
Correct. Right.
And do you try to change it up because it wasn't that long ago that you met with some of these guys? Are there some areas that this is just like sort of following up with the initial that whatever time you spent there in Mobile and, hey, here are some things we didn't ask about we want to hit here, or do you repeat it or what?
You repeat a lot of it because you're doing it for another audience, you know, now that our coaches are there or our directors or, you know, general manager or everything. So, you know, you repeat a lot of it, and sometimes you check and see if the information's the same, if they give you the same answers. But a lot of times, you know, you only spend 15 minutes with them. And again, a lot of times it's you find out a little bit about them, and then that way you know, hey, do we want to bring this guy to our facility or not, and you know, have a little bit more discussion with them. Do we need to?
Sure.
Or do we feel comfortable? But we did have weigh-ins this morning where the guys go up on stage and you get their height, weight, their hand, size, their arm length, their wingspan now they've added last year, I believe. So you usually get those by position in the morning, and then they go in and they'll start doing their vertical jump, broad jump. You know, and a lot of times they're doing that off on the side while guys are running their 40s or doing their position work on the field. I'm with John Spytek at the 40. We timed the 40s, so we have
guys. What row did you get?
John pulled this row number 6. So
is that a good?
That's actually a pretty good one because you don't want to be too close, but you don't want to be in the nosebleeds either. So
and that's pulled out of a hat, literally.
Yeah, they literally pulled it out of a hat
by the Combine's organization. Okay, so when you're watching the 40s, you're going to be both of you holding stop watches.
Yeah, we both do a handheld and you know, compare and see what we got, and you know, you also get the electronic one now too, but we always use our handheld times.
Okay, you know. And that's important. That information, the 40 time, even though very few no football players are just running a straight line 40, it does give you what?
Well, you know, it's kind of like you and I talked about down at the Senior Bowl. It confirms some things that you've seen, or it makes you question some things that you've seen. And you know, if I have a question on a guy's speed and he comes here and runs slow, it's kind of confirmed, and now you're like, he's a good player, but, you know, is he going to be able to take it to the next level where everything happens quicker and faster, you know? So a lot of times it's just confirmation and throwing more numbers into the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes there's a really fast track guy and you put on 30 pounds of pads, that little track guy doesn't run quite as fast. So, but, you know, I mean, it's true. You see it all the time.
You touched on the weigh-ins and the height checks and all that, and again, these now become official numbers that follow these players to the draft versus any of the any information the colleges give out. In most cases, that's inaccurate.
Yeah,
it's fair to say.
They like to make their guys bigger and
you
know, taller and heavier and
taller,
faster and
heavier where they need to be heavier or lighter.
Right, exactly.
Mostly, it's bigger. Yeah,
right. So. But, yeah, and it's interesting, you know, because this is the first time you'll get verified heights and weights on the juniors. You know, because they weren't in any All-Star games. You obviously didn't get them last spring, because we always get the verified heights and weights in the spring before their senior year.
Okay.
So these guys, you're going off an estimate. So, you know, you kind of, that's one of the scouts' jobs, is you have to estimate when you see them in the fall,
wow,
you know, how tall a guy is. And, you know, you get, some guys are really good at it, some guys are not very good at it, and some guys fall in the middle. So
from the, when the kickers start kicking tomorrow and then the other position groups start doing their workouts, then, you know, walk me through what the rest of this time here is like for you.
Okay. Like I said, in the mornings we'll have the weigh-ins. The from the mid-morning until the afternoon we'll have the position workouts in the 40s. You know, the guys by position group, you know, they'll run the 40, and then they'll stretch out, and then they'll do their position drill work. Okay. And then after that, you try and grab a quick dinner, maybe,
maybe.
And then get over. And when you have your the 60 interviews, they start, a lot of times they'll start at 6 o'clock and go until 11 solid, you know, every 15 minutes.
6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Solid,
and
wow.
Tonight's actually an easy night at 7:30 to 10.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if we have any breaks in between or not, but, you know, it's really come a long way. It's a good system, because when I first started doing this, there was no system at all. You just kept trying to grab guys, and guys were getting in fights, and
yeah,
keep them for an hour, and there was, you know.
And other teams would be a little perturbed by that.
Right, right. I mean, and every team did it. We did it too. You
did
know.
You throw down with somebody? Did you get physical?
No, I would never.
Come on.
I would never do that.
The 60 players that you have for this list of players that you're interviewing here, how is that determined? Is there balance of position group, just your ratings board? How are you arriving at that?
We try and get an even number of position groups, needs, where we've got them ranked. I mean, it all comes into the mix. And at the end of the day, you know, when John Spytek and Tom and John Sandusky are sitting there going through the list, you know, I mean, it goes right down to pretty much the last minute. Hey, should we put this guy on here? Is there something we need to talk to him about? So it all comes into it. You know, and then there's guys that we may love and we want to draft, and at the end of the day, we're like, we feel good on this kid. We really don't need to talk to him. You know,
okay,
he's clean. He's never been in trouble. He's comes from a good background. I mean, so, you know, it's there's a lot of thought that goes into it, and a lot of different reasons that we pick who we pick.
Pat, great stuff, and thank you for taking the time to join us.
No problem. Thank you.
He is Pat Roberts. He is the senior national scout for the Cleveland Browns. As we broadcast live from the Combine in Indianapolis, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.